That's the last song. I guess it's my turn to preach. Boy, I wish I was better prepared this morning. You know, Jenny was gone all week. I didn't have enough time to study. I don't even know if I remember what I'm going to say. What was that second point? I don't know. Does it even matter? I mean, does anybody really even care what I have to say? Oh well, I guess I better get started.
Good morning, everyone. My name's Eric. And those thoughts that you just heard, although they were designed to get your attention, they were real thoughts. Because the reality is, we all talk to ourselves, don't we? I mean, we all have that ongoing conversation in our mind that tells us things. But the question I have for you this morning is, how healthy is your thought life? You see, because there is a direct correlation between our attitude and our relationship with God. If you want to hear more about what I'm talking about, open up your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. Here in Philippians 2, the Apostle Paul writes this in verse 5. He says, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus." Now, if you want to personalize that section of Scripture a little bit more, one thing you could do is take in your notes or maybe even in the margin of your Bible, you could write in, "My attitude." You see, my attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. Instead, he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, being found in the appearance as a man. He humbled himself and he became obedient to death, even death on a cross. You see, Jesus Christ paid a great price for you and I. I mean, he allowed himself to be punished, to suffer, and to even be crucified on a cross for my mistakes, for your mistakes. And if that weren't amazing enough, that he was willing to sacrifice himself, you need to realize he did it without griping, without complaining. In fact, you can search through Scripture and you won't find an account of where Jesus complained about the sacrifice that he made for me. And the hard thing about that is that Scripture tells us my attitude should be the same of that of Christ Jesus. And I don't know about you, but for me that's pretty hard because I complain about everything. I mean, I complain when I'm too cold. I complain when I'm too hot. I complain when things don't go my way. And even on a great day, I can find something to complain about. That's just the way that I think we're set up. We easily fall into that trap of whining and griping and complaining. But I believe that through God's help, we can have a new attitude. Now, many of you know that my wife Jenny and I, we've got a lot of kids at our house. And one of the things that I love about my son, he's got just such a great attitude. My son Benjamin, he would describe his life as being girl trapped. Because when I leave the house, I leave him with a whole house full of girls. And when I say to you that in my house there's a little bit of drama that sometimes goes on, that is an understatement. Because my girls, you know, God love them, they're so precious, but they can take the smallest thing, you know, just a little problem, something that goes wrong, and they can turn it into this big, huge problem. And, you know, sometimes we do the very same thing in our mind, don't we? I mean, when things don't go our way, you know, if something goes wrong, we begin to question, we begin to worry, we begin to doubt. And sometimes our thoughts are consumed by those negative feelings. But yet Scripture still tells us that our attitude